Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, July 2nd. We're back with you with no fucking guest again.
Mm-hmm.
Did not show up. If you're noticing a running theme here, I think this is to test me and to see how long before I start getting pissed off. So
I feel like you still wouldn't say anything at the end of the day. You get pissed off with me, but that's about it.
Why? No, I... Why? We told off the guest that that was missing last Thursday.
You know, I don't even remember who was supposed to come in last Thursday.
Yeah, remember the guy that he showed up an hour later.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
What the fuck is going on, man? What is wrong with people? An adult, a grown man, couldn't get here on time.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, started.
If I can get to here on time, you can get here on time.
Right. And you know what pissed me off is he sent me an email. You said 10:50. And then 2 minutes later, there's another email. Oh, you said 9:50.
Who said that?
That guy that was missing last week.
Oh, I thought you meant the guy from today.
No.
Wow, that excuse seems to be like the...
Not only that, but he said that I said, not that he heard 10:50, that I said 10:50. Then he looked at my email. Oh, you said 9:50.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Nope.
So, so that's a story, people. And this is like respectable people that are like in the business community and stuff. And I don't know how people can carry a life like that.
Well, maybe when you run your own show, you just really don't care about other people's times.
But how do other people care about you to make you successful?
Yeah, I don't know how that works. So that's the only thing I can assume is that they're like the head of the show all the time and everything's just run on how they want it to be. So they're not used to being like told that they have to be there.
That's true. That kind of makes sense, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Don't tell me what to do and what time to be here.
Exactly. Like, I'll get there when I can. That's right. Basically probably the mentality that these people have.
Yeah.
Especially if they're
we'll show them. He thought I was going to invite him back, but no, that's it. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. One chance, you fuck it up. You know, I mean, if it's a good reason, I'll understand, you know.
Right.
But just a poor fucking excuse for a human being, you know, that's what he was last week, you know.
I don't know what happened to our guest today.
Yeah,
it's Monday.
Know.
I mean, he should be on the ball today. Monday is where you make the most money.
Yeah, he's visiting the States, too, so he's only here for a limited time. Really wanted to come on the show.
I did see that.
Yeah?
So, I don't know. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, how was your weekend?
Okay, so he's he's looking into it now. Okay.
Well, that's not going to help us.
Yeah,
that's not going to help us. It's 10:03.
Right.
By the time you look into it and figure it out, the show will be over. You go ahead and look into it, though.
That's okay. So I just didn't prepare much of a show, so we'll just kind of wing it.
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
Semi-boring. I went out one night, didn't have fun. I ended up at the strip club.
Really?
Yeah.
With whom?
Just like a bunch
with
of random
a friend?
Just random people.
Yeah.
And I was like,
was that like fully nude or just topless?
No, but like people were getting like fingered and stuff.
What?
Yeah, like I was like, yo, you're really doing this for a couple $1 bills.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
how do you know they're getting fingered? The guys told you?
No, I watched it. I was at like a VIP section. Like the people I was with bought a table. And the guys throwing money were like finger fucking these bitches.
Really?
Yeah.
On stage?
No, like in our booth.
Oh, in your booth. So they come to your booth. Okay.
Yeah, but the booth is open. It's not like we're in like a private room.
I thought it was a one-on-one thing. So they actually come in and do a show.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
So they like assign girls with teams. So it's like two girls to a team. So like two bitches came in and like one would get the front and the other would get the back.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, this is crazy.
Oh, wow.
And not one single
person. Well, what do you expect? You're a woman going into a strip club. What are you going to see?
I mean, I didn't know it was like that, though.
What did you think it was like?
Yeah, it's just like showing titty.
Yeah.
But like, I didn't know that people could be hands-on like that. Mm. That's crazy.
They're not supposed to be. It's illegal.
No, no. Some guy that was at my table fingered a girl in front of all of us.
Really?
Yeah.
And she was okay with that.
She was just chilling, doing like the dance moves with her legs.
Wow.
I was like, wow.
I know. That's pathetic. You
How
know?
Do you go home and like feel good about yourself after that? I mean, mind you, they're probably making way more money than I'll see they within this year.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like the strippers in Vegas are probably making maybe quadruple what strippers in Los Angeles are making.
I don't know. Maybe.
There's a lot of men too, getting danced on and not throwing any money.
Really?
Yeah, like the people that would get up on the stage, some of them got like no money.
Really?
Yeah, and they were doing some crazy tricks.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, no one's throwing money.
Well, they make more of the money from the lap dances and stuff, don't
they?
Yeah,
going to the, so when they break off in the groups of two or whatever, that's when I think they make their money.
Right,
when they can go from table to table.
Yeah, that's why they try to get you to do that.
Yeah,
you know?
A lot of them are on some serious drugs.
Yeah. Do they like sort of like walk around the guys talking them into doing a lap dance?
No,
stuff?
You're required to when you get a table.
Oh, get a lap dance?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
You gotta have your ones out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's like a $500 minimum. So think about
that.
God. The girls are making at least $250 each if they're splitting the $500.
Well, I'm sure the club owners get a lot.
Yeah. I don't know how that breaks down. Like if they do a dance and they make $2,000, I'm sure the club gets a percent.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like big blah, blah, blah. Too. So, I mean, that's tough. That's the only thing about that industry is like you have the potential to make a lot of money, but you're also tipping out 1,000 different people.
Yeah.
Like even when you bartend, you got to tip out the bar back.
Right.
Tip out the runner.
Yeah. Got to tip everybody.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So.
That's true.
So anyways.
Yeah. What else is in the news? My weekend was, what was it like? I worked hard yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday was fun. It was a good day, uneventful.
Yeah.
But what's nice is the town seems empty. A lot of people have already left for 4th of July.
I know, because it's on Wednesday. I didn't realize it was on a Wednesday.
Right.
Yeah.
So people took like a long weekend.
Yeah.
It's a long freaking weekend. I wish I was doing something like that. But you know what? It's the roads outside of here are going to be so packed that I'd rather just
I don't even have any plans.
Yeah. Well, you always find something to do. What the hell? Right?
Yeah. I'll find something. But it's like sometimes I find something to do when I don't have fun. Like this weekend I went out and I didn't have fun.
Why?
I just didn't have a good time. I don't know. Maybe the vibe was off. Like there was like, it was like guys that we met a couple weeks ago that we thought were cool.
Uh-huh.
But like all their girlfriends were out this time around. And I was like, why invite us to come out if it's going to be hostile? Right. Like I'm not trying to sleep with any of you. So please let your girlfriends know that. Because if I was trying to sleep with you, I would do it.
Yeah. Oh, wow. What do you guys think about is fucking, man?
Yeah, seriously.
Right? At this age. I mean, I still have a pretty high libido, but I don't constantly go and bed every chick I see. My son seems to be doing, you know, the same thing that is appropriate to this age. It's like, yeah, he likes the girls, so that's what preoccupies
him. Yeah, no one cares about STDs anymore.
Yeah, I know. What are you going to do, man? But, STDs. Yeah. It's funny. My watch rang, and then it thinks I'm talking to it.
Oh, do you have an Apple Watch?
No, that's an Android, the Samsung, but it's actually cooler than the Apple Watch. Have you seen my watch at all? Here, you see, it looks a lot nicer than the Apple Watch.
I don't know what the Apple Watch looks like.
And I can change the faces on it and stuff.
I don't really see the point of an Apple Watch if you have a cell phone. Like, it's just,
well, let
no
me
point.
Tell you why. That's why I have a watch like this is because, well, it does a lot of things like heart rate and you can do sports, and which I don't, right? But to me, what it serves me is when a phone call comes in, I can see who it is without taking out my phone.
Right.
Text the same way. You can talk back into the watch, and you can also, through Bluetooth, talk to your watch rather than to the phone.
Right.
So I don't have to hold the phone in my hand. I can still talk.
But your wrist still has to be up.
No,
so.
Not really. It can be like at your shoulders and it's still like that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't invest in that. That's for sure.
Really?
No. Nope. Nope.
All right, well, I did.
I'm in such a stank ass mood today. I need to get out of this funk.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the matter? What's going on?
I just hate girls. I really do.
You hate girls?
Yeah, I've been like social media beefing with this fucking whack ass bitch from Bad Girls Club. And I've blocked maybe like 3,000 people on my Instagram because all her little like followers and fans keep coming to my page. And I'm like, nope, not today, sweetheart. My nails need to be done. I'm just like a mess.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm just a mess.
What's going to happen?
What, today?
With you.
I don't know.
You're such a mess.
I don't know. And I'm supposed to do 2 audition tapes today. I don't know. I need to get out of this funk so I can be like ready for that.
Yeah.
But anyways, my dog, I took the dog to the vet. And as I predicted, he needed like 14 antibiotics.
Right. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
No, you're it was still like watching 6. Him? Yeah. I have him till Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's so cute.
Yeah, huh?
When I
you
leave,
get attached to him?
Yeah, he just like will not let me leave without really? Him. Yeah, like today it was like it took me like 20 minutes to get out of the apartment.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, settle down. But yeah, no, he's super cute. He's on 6 different antibiotics and like a steroid cream and also a shampoo and conditioner for his skin and paws.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
But imagine if I wasn't like forceful and said, hey, I need to go. Are you emailing them?
Yeah, he's emailing me. I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
No. I just want to know what they say because I'm nosy.
He's saying he's on his way and he's trying to call. I see somebody's trying to call, but I said no need to come. You know.
No, just have him come, Sam.
Why?
Who cares? He can talk for 20 minutes. At least he's making an effort. That's more than half the people
right.
do.
Well, I'm upset. So there you go. You know, I mean, the thing is, it just enables people. If you.
Yeah, but at least he's making an effort. A lot of people don't even bother.
What do you mean?
They're just like, yeah, sorry, didn't make it. At least he's in his car and driving here.
No, that's not a reason. You're trying to be nice and understanding, but I'm not. Okay?
So you're not going to have him come.
Yeah, and then he's going to show up. What am I going to do? Tell him to go home?
Yeah, I know, right?
Right?
Yeah, just be like me. Try to shake that bad mood before he gets here.
Yeah, I know. He shouldn't come in because we're talking shit about him.
No, not really.
No, we're talking in general, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know him to be talking shit about him. It's after a show I can talk shit.
Yeah, right?
Side note,
well, we're
I'm not going to say names, but there has been a most recent creepy guest.
Most recent creepy guest?
Yes.
What about it?
Very creepy with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like not
I
with...
I think I know.
Yeah.
I think I know. Very recent, right?
Yeah, I was not with the shits.
I know. I could tell what was going on.
Yeah.
He was totally not into me at all.
Yeah.
On the show, right?
And I was like, oh, God, no. Like, not even remotely
You
close.
Could tell even in the picture. In the picture.
Yeah, I was like, not.
I'm not going to get into details.
No.
But I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm glad you knew. I think you.
It's
I think,
creepy, huh?
Yeah. Wow. No, it was creepy even after the show.
Oh,
like,
really?
Waited for me downstairs, even
oh
though like I
God.
Purposely stayed up here for like 5 minutes longer. Waited for me just to say like, add me on Facebook. I'm like, I don't fucking use Facebook.
Yeah.
Not adding you.
Wow.
Goodbye.
Hmm.
I knew you knew it was creepy though.
What
I kept
the
looking
fuck?
At you like.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that I didn't notice. I just noticed he wasn't even talking to me.
Like at all.
During the show. It was a one on one with you. I figured, okay, I get it. Do I know guys or do I know guys?
Do I know guys or do I know guys?
Yes, you do.
So anyways, so let me tell you, let me see if you think I'm in the wrong for this, okay?
Right.
This girl who was on Bad Girls Club is now doing an MTV show, okay? She did the show, it aired, she thinks she's Beyonce now.
Really? Okay?
Uh-huh. We were fine, we followed each other, used to like each other's stuff. But then I asked her if she was cool with my ex who was on a show with her.
Yeah.
She ignored me. Okay, you're not about to ignore me about my ex. Anywho... She has continuously gone on live talking about me and my sister. She's posted shady comments on other people's posts. So on my Instagram, I don't know if you saw the back-to-back picture of her before and after.
Yeah.
And I shitted on her. I was like, basically, like, your kid's not even going to look like you, bitch.
Right, right.
Am I out of line for that? Like, if you keep talking shit, I'm going to talk shit back. I'm going to rebuttal.
Right, right.
People are like, you're being a bully. I'm like, how am I being a bully when she just shitted on me like 2 days ago?
Yeah.
I'm just defending myself.
No, that's true. Yeah, you know, I mean, but, oh, I don't know how
how social media works.
No, I don't understand how you guys get into all this, you know? I mean, it's like, and besides, you have like so many comments. How do you know who to pick to fight with?
Or something. I don't fight with the people that are actually commenting, but I'll fight with someone who, like, I've had a conversation with, who, like, yeah. I'm personable with, like, anyone who used to be on TV. Like, I'm definitely fighting your ass, 110%.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But if it's, like, people leaving comments, like, the amount of people, I've blocked at least, probably since the last time I told you I blocked people, it's been, like, 5,000.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fucking people.
Really?
Yeah, like, nonstop. I need an assistant just to be, like...
Yeah.
And it's not only that. So, like, say someone leaves a hateful comment on my picture, and then somebody comes and likes that hateful comment. Mm. I'm not only blocking the person that left the comment, I'm blocking every person that liked that hateful comment. I got the motherfucking Tom, yeah, bitches.
Yeah, there you go. You know the politics of Instagram,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Is there a lot of action in on Twitter for you, too?
I tweet a... Maybe like once, I tweet a couple times a week. I don't tweet every day.
Right.
I used to be obsessed with Twitter. Twitter used to be like where it was at. And now it's like you would think everyone would be still into Twitter because it has more characters now. Like you can write two full paragraphs instead of one. But I don't really tweet that much now.
Yeah.
Most of the drama is on my Instagram.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's funny how everybody's got their own favorite one.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah. I mean, my top two would probably be Instagram and Twitter.
And Twitter. So you totally don't like Facebook.
No, I don't. I literally
haven't. But
why?
Because it's the best way to engage in conversation, though.
No.
Isn't it? Why?
Mm-mm. Half the pages on there are fake. And it's impossible for you to know what a fake page is on Facebook. On Instagram, it's really easy to know if it's a fake page. Mm. So
right.
It's like Facebook.
Who cares about the fake pages?
Well, I'm not about to have a conversation with somebody who's not really real.
No,
have you
don't
seen
have,
the show Catfish?
No, but have conversations with someone that you kind of know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
But I find that, you know, Instagram is not that. I mean, people do have conversations on there. I'm not saying.
Right.
But it's based more on the images and stuff. And it's also. I don't know. People seem to be more secretive more private. You don't know much about them.
Right.
On Facebook, you can find out everything about them, you know? So kind of that. But and Facebook's got different kind of features and stuff. And Instagram is just that one thing, you know?
Right.
But I can't deny it's become very big, you know? Instagram
is real big.
Right.
I mean, it really sucks that they don't do stuff in chronological order, though.
That's true.
Like, you'll see a post from 5 days ago as
right,
opposed to somebody
constantly.
Who's posting right now. It's like, I don't care what they uploaded 5 days ago because I would have looked 5 days ago.
So what kind of a frigging algorithm do you think they have?
I don't know. It used to be the shit way back in the day. When Twitter used to own Instagram, that's when Instagram was the best, when it first came out. Now Facebook owns Instagram, and Facebook sucks. So Instagram is literally, it's slowly going down the shitter, but it's also the only place where you can, like, post individual pictures. And now they got this new side thing called IGTV where you can have 10-minute long videos now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you can upload a whole goddamn YouTube video, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's the point? Go to YouTube.
Yeah,
no?
That's what I'm saying. They're trying to beat YouTube.
Yeah.
See, that news article was like, Instagram competes with YouTube, with IGTV. I'm like, they can't, though, because YouTube, you could literally post a two-hour video.
Yeah.
And you get paid for it. You monetize your videos. It's like, you can't monetize your Instagram videos.
That's true. Yeah.
So
how does the monetizing work on YouTube?
So you have to have over 1,000 views.
Okay.
So you can't even, like, it doesn't even start till after you hit 1,000. And it's basically you put ads on your video.
Okay.
But if you have a video talking about anything like sex or if you swear a lot, they won't allow you to monetize it. Like half my videos. They would not let me monetize them.
Don't get through, huh?
Yeah, no. They don't.
I'm telling you. Ah, man. Yeah, so, you know, so Facebook. But you know what? Facebook is like, you can have like deep conversations. So people really troll you and shit and... you know, there's a lot of like, I mean, I don't see the kind of like, charged opinions on Instagram that I see on Facebook, you know.
Right.
But then again, I'm not on there that much. I mean, I would imagine when you get a few hundred comments, a few thousands, whatever, there's always going to be somebody attacking you or something, right?
Right, 110%. Yeah, it doesn't matter what social media it is. It could be Facebook, Instagram,
yeah, you see,
Twitter.
That's why, I mean, for me, if one person says something, I'm like destroyed, you know? That's why I don't fucking post it.
Why do you care what anyone thinks or says?
Because you can, everybody can see it,
but
you
just
know?
Yeah, I understand that part. Like, everyone right. can see that horrible, like, some of the comments I get are literally, like, disgustingly disgusting.
Really?
And it takes me a while to go through my comments, so that comment could be up there for like 2-3 weeks, which means people definitely saw it, because
right.
people do read the comments,
right?
So I understand how you feel, like, okay, somebody read that awful comment, but just think about it, like, the people leaving the comments and the people reading the comments are people that are never, like, literally never going to cross paths with you ever
right,
in life.
Right.
Unless they, like, are a stalker
you're
and a
right,
killer.
You're right.
So their opinion of you and their comments about you and their comments of the comments about you
right.
are completely irrelevant to your life.
That's true.
That's why it doesn't bother me.
But that's why I just don't post, and then I don't have to deal with it, you know? Because if it bothers me like that, I shouldn't, you know?
Yeah, no, no. I don't. If yeah. if it bothers you, I definitely would not
yeah,
post.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's like I see all these political posts all the time, and I decided I'm not going to post anything because you'll always find haters.
Yeah, even your
you
son hates on
that.
Your political opinion.
Right, you know? So mm-hmm. so fuck that and nothing else to really
post
about.
I mean, you could post
about
other stuff.
Yeah.
But even at that, if you post about something, let's say, non-political, someone
right.
probably is still going to have something shitty to say about that, too. People are
right.
just like... These social medias give everyone a platform to talk shit. That's literally
right.
basically it. See, I only talk shit about people that have previously talked shit about me. I'm not going out of my way
right.
to talk about someone who his life is has nothing to do with me. But if my name has come out of your mouth more than once in the past 2 weeks, I'm going to talk about you.
Yeah, and plus if it's your thread, if it's your post,
you can do whatever
you
want.
Get off my fucking page,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, and I said, I went on Instagram Live yesterday and I said, listen, it's everyone's God-given right to say what you want to say. It's freedom of speech. If you want to come to my page and tell me you hate me, by all means, come to my page and hate me. But it's also my right to then block you.
Right.
So just know you can say what you want, and I appreciate what you're saying because you're saying what you want. But
right.
there's consequences to your actions. And those consequences mean I'm going to block your ass. So if you want to continue stalking me on social media, I wouldn't talk shit.
Yeah.
I would just sit there in silence and talk shit. Like, I follow people and sometimes in my head I'm like, this bitch. I'm not going to comment that.
Yeah.
Because why would I do that? That's taking so much time and energy out of your day.
Yeah. True. True.
But Facebook is just too... Like, I went on this past weekend because I listed my room in my apartment because I'm still trying to get rid of it.
Right.
And I listed it, and just for like the 5 minutes I was on there after I posted the ad, it was just like unbelievable the type of videos they allow on there. Like, it's almost cringeworthy. Like, that's not what I want to see when I log onto Facebook. Like, if
right.
I'm having a good Sunday afternoon drinking wine and watching my Lifetime movies, the last thing I want to do is watch a video of a dog being skinned on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, those things, you know?
And they allow it. It's not like they're getting deleted.
I know.
It's everywhere. It's all down the timeline.
But then you're going to show a small nipple and they'll delete it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I think I posted one time, like, someone sent me a disgusting Facebook message with his dick in it. So I screenshot and I posted it. I go, look at this loser. And I got reported. And they said, like, if I post something like that again, they'll delete my page. I'm like, okay, but you have dogs getting skinned in China.
Right.
And people getting shot, drive-by shootings on Facebook. But I can't post a dick pic that you're allowing somebody to send me in
right.
the DMs.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Yeah, social media is ass backwards. But Facebook is whatevs. I just use it for my apps.
Yeah.
Like, if you download Bumble or Tinder or any of those, you need to have Facebook.
Exactly, yeah. To be able to log in, right? Yeah. Wow, look at this. Harvey Weinstein was charged with 3 new counts of sex assault. Yeah, he's not getting away.
No, he's done.
Yeah. He's going to end up in fucking jail too, man. Wow.
No, he's definitely done. He's going to end up hanging himself for sure. Unless he ends up in one of those prisons where they treat him like a king and he's getting like ribeye steak and salads for the rest of his life.
Well, I don't think so. I mean, it's not like white collar crime, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
no, that's rape.
Like, yeah. That's,
but okay,
that's
so,
an assault. Or,
okay, so let me ask you this, though.
Right.
Guilty until proven innocent. We all know he's guilty as fuck. I mean, like, what, over 100 people?
No, the other way around.
Innocent until proven guilty. I'm sorry. Okay. It's Monday.
Some people will say it's guilty until proven innocent.
I think either way, it's the same.
No, it's not.
No, because once you're accused of like a sexual crime, it's like even if you're proved innocent, people are always going to look at you like that rapist they accused you of being.
You're right. You're
That's why, like, if you watch like Law and Order episodes, like there'll be like an episode where a school teacher has been like accused of rape and his whole life goes up into flames.
Right.
And then the person's like, okay, he didn't do it. It was Doug.
They retract. Wow.
But his life is still ruined.
Right.
He can't get his job back because he's already been criticized of being a rapist. I mean, it really is guilty until proven innocent too.
Yeah.
And at that, probably still guilty.
Yeah. And you know what? I mean, what about the guys that get thrown in jail for 30 years and then the DNA comes up and it's like they're the wrong guy.
Right.
You know, what do you do with that?
I know.
Spend well, there's 30 years of your life.
Yeah, there's a rapper that went to jail, I think, for 45 years ago for killing somebody. He's like a wicked famous rapper. And the person who witnessed him in the murder just said he got pressured by the police department 45 years ago. And before he dies, he needs to clear his conscience.
Really?
So he's getting out of jail. But can you imagine being in jail for 45 fucking years? And,
wow.
And you didn't do it?
Yeah.
Like literally for a crime you did not commit. Right.
And nobody believes you.
No one believes
everybody
you.
Everybody says I didn't do it.
Yeah. Well, have you ever seen the movie Hurricane?
Well, that's why. No. But
oh my God, so good, Sam. You'll really love that movie. Watch that movie.
Never heard of it.
With Denzel Washington about the famous boxer. It's based on a true story.
Oh, on a famous boxer. Mm-hmm. I thought they're talking about literally a hurricane.
Oh no, I hate hurricane movies. I hate any type of weather movies if they freak me out.
Yeah.
Like Dante's Peak, Twister. I'm like, I can't. I can't do it. Honestly, how do people choose to live in the Midwest or like wherever there's tornadoes? Why would you want to live there?
Because there's a great life there, I guess, you know, cheap housing.
Cheap housing that will go right up in the air with a tornado.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't think of it. Why do we live in an earthquake area, you know?
I know. And I don't want to say that we haven't had one in a while because it definitely just jinxed us. But
it doesn't work like that.
It doesn't. When do you think it's going to be time?
I don't know. Nobody knows, you know? It's like every year that goes by, it seems more likely because the pressure is building up under the earth, you know?
And I feel like it's going to be like after, if they do this vote and they actually agree to let California split into three different states, I feel like that's when the mega... I feel like that is going to be...
We'll split it for you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. I feel like that will be like when the next big one hits.
Yeah, we'll just have fault lines and that's how we're going to divide California.
Well, if you read into like people that predict the future and stuff like Nostradamus, they always say that San Francisco will be the first part of the entire United States that won't exist anymore.
Yeah, probably. I mean, because they've had some serious ones.
Yeah, not only that, but they're like right by the water. They're just going to get...
Well, so are we.
No, not really.
We're
pretty far away. Like, if there was a tsunami in Venice Beach, are we going to...
Right.
Are we
gonna... No, but I'm not talking about you and me. I'm just talking about the city.
Oh, California, yeah.
But L.A., let's say.
Yeah, but if you and me are on the radio right now and then breaking news breaks out that Venice Beach had a tsunami, like, I don't think we're going to get hit, right?
No.
Like, it's too far.
Yeah, and there's mountains and everything.
Yeah, unless those mountains come crashing down, then we're screwed.
Yeah.
Have you seen movies like Day After Tomorrow and stuff?
Yeah.
Nightmares. Yeah. Gives me nightmares.
I know.
That's not how I want to go out, Sam.
I know. Did you think how you do want to go out? I was thinking about this morning that we should talk about it because I was thinking about it
the other day.
How do
you want to go out? You want to die
in
your sleep,
how do you want to die? But... No, my question is not how do you want to, because everybody's going to pick like while you're sleeping or something.
Well,
right?
While you're sleeping while you're old.
Right.
Not
right.
While you're sleeping and you're 32.
Right. But my question is, how do you think you're going to die? What do you have any like feeling about it? Like, do you think?
Okay, well, I've had constant.
Do you think it's going to be health or accident or?
I think it'll be health or accident, to be honest with you.
Well, what else can it
ideally be? I would rather just live a long ass life and just like drink a lot,
right,
and die of old age.
Yeah.
And maybe like my liver starts to shut down at like 89.
Well, you don't know.
That's ideally my
a nice plan, but
I don't know, like, because if you think about it, everyone eats like shit now. like all the food, if like you really look at the ingredients of what you're eating, trash. Right, like even now they're saying that Starbucks coffee causes cancer. I drink those like what every single day, Sam. I'm like, I'm already down the rabbit hole of screwing my body. Okay, so for instance, this guy posted on he posted on his IG story, I ate a whole bag of Cheetos. Okay. Uh-huh. My fingers have been stained for 3 hours. Even after I washed them.
Really?
So he goes, I wonder what that's doing to the inside of my body. And it's true.
Yeah.
Like, think about all the delicious stuff we love to eat. But what is that actually doing to us?
It's all color, huh?
Yeah, color is so bad for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you think you're going to go?
Well, the thing is this. You see how it's funny? Because we all think about, oh, when I reach old age, probably cancer.
Yeah, but what if you don't
What if you don't reach it? You know? Because many people die by accident, you know? And how many, you know, any kind of accident.
No, yeah, you could be walking down the street and like a painter drops his bucket on your head and you're done.
Right, you know? Or maybe you just get a heart attack. It's not from old age or anything.
But that's health. That's something you can prevent.
No, that's true. Yeah. No, you can't really prevent
it. You can. If you go to the doctors regularly, like most people should, but don't get me wrong, a lot of people don't. A lot of people don't.
No, I know, but I'm still
saying. But if your cholesterol is high and your doctor's telling you you can't eat shellfish, you can't eat butter, you can't eat popcorn, and you're like, well, YOLO, I only live once, I want to enjoy what I want to eat, and then you get a heart attack, that's something you could have prevented. Like, my dad cannot eat shellfish.
Yeah. But, you know, heart attacks don't only happen to people who eat bad things or do bad things. I mean, it can happen, you know?
Yeah.
To me, it's an accident, too, you know, because it's something that you couldn't really control.
Yeah, like my mom's father died of a random heart attack, and he was super healthy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see? But, so, that's okay, because it's a sudden death, like an accident.
But it's
also
a painful sudden death.
Well, for the people that are left behind you, but not to you. If you die, who cares what pain there is, right?
No, but you don't want to go. Your last seconds on this earth, you want to be clenching your chest knowing that you're about to die.
Well, I don't know if you do. Maybe you just like die, bam, you know?
I don't know. In all the movies, anyone who gets a heart attack, it looks like it's like stretched out for at least 5 minutes.
I know. Well, that's movies.
Well, Sam, have a heart attack and get back to us and tell us.
Oh, wow. I know. But
I don't know. I try not to think about it because it freaks me out. Like, it actually petrifies me. Like, it scares me deeply to think about death because it's so permanent. Like, I think about how my grandmother died and I'm like, wow, she's like literally never coming back.
Right, right. That's
like,
what
I'm
I think
never
going
to have her pumpkin soup ever again.
I know. Because it used to be like, you know, if you go away on a trip or even if you live somewhere else, you know you're going to see them. You know, you can talk to them at any point. But now it's like they went on a one-way trip.
Right.
They don't come back,
And
so it is permanent. But think about it again. I mean, if we just end, okay, and there's nothing after life, right? Mm-hmm. We just become worm food or something, right?
Right.
Then what have you got to worry about, right? You don't have consciousness. You just don't exist.
Well, you sound like my dad right now.
No, but I mean, there's either that or there's something after that.
I believe
like
it's
a soul.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, again, you're not going to be in any pain or anything. That's part of the physical world.
Yeah. But like, what if you're like your soul, like what if you die and then you realize like, oh my God, my soul is like trapped.
Like, why would it be trapped?
Like, you know how people say they get stuck in between worlds sometimes, but you don't believe in ghosts. So,
well, okay, so they're stuck between two worlds, like they're not ready to leave?
Yeah, like their soul is just confused about the fact that they just died of like a heart attack unexpectedly.
I don't know. I mean, these are terms that we can't even begin to believe are true. Nobody ever proved any of this.
Yeah, no, never.
Right,
but
in all the history of humans.
But don't you think it gives you a little bit of like relief thinking that possibly you continue on as opposed to just being like, I'm dead and I'm gone.
But that's why we invented religion and shit like that, because of the fear of death.
Right, yeah.
You know?
I don't know. It's a very tricky. It's tricky. But would you rather know that you're dying and be able to have time to say goodbye to people or just die?
I think obviously I want to say goodbye to people.
I don't know.
Because it's still part of your life.
I feel like that would like ruin me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Like, I feel like I would never, like Gabby.
Right.
Like saying bye to Gabby, like knowing I'm going to die before her. That,
like if they tell you you have like 6 months to live or something. Wow, that's true.
Yeah.
It's a slow death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I believe in like the holistic route. Like I met this guy at church when he was 17. They diagnosed him with terminal bone cancer. And they put him in a hospice. They brought the priest in. He said his whole family was saying bye to him. And someone in his family brought someone from like Germany or something that did holistic treatment. And like for like a week straight, he was just like drinking the water that they were giving him and whatever the routines were. I'm not quite sure. He's 24 now, alive and cancer free.
Really? From that? Mm-hmm. You think it's from that?
My aunt's friend from Germany, stage 4 breast cancer. They also told her she had like a month to live. She went to like Canada, did holistic treatment. She's still alive.
Really?
Yeah. I would not do chemo and I would not do radiation. I think that's what kills you. Yeah. And it's the doctor's way of getting paid off your sickness. Because doctors at the end of the day, they don't give a fuck.
They really don't.
Unless you know, it's you like your uncle or a family member, they don't give a fuck. You're a paycheck to them.
Right.
I go to the doctor and I'm like, I have a sore throat. He doesn't even look at it. He's like, here's a prescription for a Z-Pak.
Right. And, you know, and that's the thing is that they also make you stay in the hospital longer. Because, you know, they make money off of that.
Yeah.
Any medication they give you, any treatment, you know, anything like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's more money in their pocket. And that's how it is. But, you know, it's always been like that. That's what business, that's what corporations are like, you know. If it's a private doctor, they care a little more. I'm sure. I'd like to believe it. You know, but when you go to Kaiser or to a hospital or something, yeah, they don't care much. But
how do I learn how to fight in like a month?
What's that?
How do I learn how to fight in a month?
Fight?
Yeah, like how do I learn how to
fight? Like within a month from now?
Yeah.
Oh, what kind of fight do you
like
want to do?
Like if it's like someone, like say someone's in my face talking shit, like I just want to know how to beat their ass.
Okay, what you need to do is go to maybe an MMA place for
so I can learn how to do like the ninja kicks where I'm right. Just like, do a spin and knock your ass out.
Right. Or just go in and take some taekwondo or something.
Yeah,
you know?
So like everyone on my season of Bad Girls Club, I obviously got my ass whipped because I talk a lot of shit. I'm just not a fighter. My parents just didn't raise me to put hands. Unless it has to do with like family, I don't see the point in us fighting. Like, what are you getting?
I can't even see anybody considering physical fight.
You know? No, it's like still a thing.
Yeah?
It's still a thing.
So you consider it sometimes.
No. I just feel like, okay, so right now I'm currently casting for 3 different shows.
Right.
I got my ass beat on like every show I've ever been on. So now I just want to be able to defend myself. So I don't want someone to kick my ass on national TV again.
Well, get somebody, but it's going to cost you probably unless you know somebody.
I think I might know somebody
martial arts, you know.
I actually, now that you just said martial arts, I'm like, wow, this guy that's been living in California, I could just literally hit up and be like, yo, you got 3 weeks to train me.
Yeah.
Give me some moves. Show me and I'll put a bitch to sleep.
So you think you're going to be on that show?
I don't know.
Yeah, so just all my, in case.
I was just about to say the point of the show. But basically, it's not looking too positive on one side. Positive on my side. I mean, they love me.
Right.
But there's other factors that go into it, so we'll have to see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. So they told you they love you already?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
But I haven't got a contract. I haven't signed any paperwork, so it's not like a...
Yeah, it's not a sure thing at all.
Yeah, which is like, that's the uncomfortable part of it. But in the meantime, instead of just being like, ooh, well, I'm probably not going to get called back, I'm going to be positive, and I want to learn how to fight, and I want to get into shape.
Yeah.
So I don't look fat on camera. Yeah. Camera adds 15 pounds, no joke. It's a real thing.
You think every camera, even every when single we take camera. Pictures in the phone and stuff?
No.
So
I think like the digital cameras though, where you're moving, it adds weight, especially if you're on green screen. Ooh,
you think?
Yeah, I filmed sometimes, and when it actually played back on the actual TVs, I was like, I did not look like that in person. I looked so much bigger.
But let me tell you something, okay? Mm-hmm. The way we see ourselves is different from what people see.
I know.
You know why? Because you look in the mirror when you see yourself. Mm-hmm. That's the way you accept the way you look.
Mm-hmm.
But people see the exact flip side of that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they see a different face. And the camera sees a different face. And that's what happens. We will never know, unless you look at a picture or a video, you won't know what people see when they see you. Now, the same thing with voice. You know, we hear our voices from inside the body. So, and if you noticed, when you hear your voice on camera,
right,
it's different. Or on my mic or whatever, right?
Right.
It's totally different because, but that's what people hear. And it's weird for us because we don't recognize that voice.
So when somebody else hears my voice, it's different from how I hear my voice, even if we watch it on like a video.
No, if you watch it on a video, that's what they hear.
Okay.
Yeah, and you'll notice it's not what you hear.
No, right? Like, because when I hear myself talk back on TV, sometimes I'm like, I sound different when I'm on the radio.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying.
But then sometimes I'm like, I sound exactly the same.
No, no, but... You don't. You never sound exactly the same as when you're not wearing anything.
Yeah. Like yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like talking now, for example.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Your voice is different.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But when you listen to the playback, you sound different. And that's the thing. It takes a while to get used to it.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I know. Like my voice sounds really deep when I'm looking, like hearing myself right now on the microphone. But I don't think it's actually deep.
Yeah. No, your voice is not deep.
Yeah. Well, I hope not.
That's the thing is that, you know, that's why I think we feel the camera adds some weight because we see ourselves in a different angle on pictures, you know?
Yeah.
A different, not angle, but I mean, a mirror is not like looking at a person from the outside. It flips everything. The right becomes left, left becomes right. Let me tell you how you can notice that. Were you ever in front of a mirror with another person?
Gabby.
Right.
Doesn't her face
doesn't her face in the mirror look a little different from the way her face
Okay,
looks?
I'm going to tell you something weird, and I don't want you to think I'm crazy because I'm telling you this, but like maybe a month ago, I got ready to go out, and I was sober. I wasn't drinking that night or anything, so it wasn't like I was tripping balls when I was leaving the house. But I have like this vanity mirror that I use to put my makeup on. It's like the one with the Hollywood lights.
Yeah.
And I was like in the bathroom brushing my teeth and I was like in the mirror checking myself. And for like almost like a split second, I felt like I was looking into my soul, but looking at myself. And I didn't even recognize. Did I tell you this? I didn't even recognize myself.
Really?
I'm like, this doesn't even look like me. And why? I had like a full blown freak out.
Wow.
Like a full blown freak out. Really? So yeah, I think sometimes when you look in the mirror, you can see something completely different than...
No, but that's not what I'm saying. Let me tell you what I'm trying to explain.
Like another person. Yeah, I was looking at myself and I was like, this doesn't look like me.
No, you need to look at Gabby and say it doesn't look like her.
No, sometimes, and even sometimes when she uploads pictures, I'm like...
Sometimes, I mean, when I look at people, sometimes I look at their reflection in the mirror, it looks kind of off, you know? The face looks kind of crooked or something.
Really? It might be...
Because we never see them in a mirror, you know? So...
Mm-hmm. You know and what would it look like if you were on the opposite side of the mirror? If mirrors had two sides, would it still look weird to you?
It doesn't matter. No, you'd still see the same thing. The only way you can see yourself in real life is with pictures or video. Because what you see in the mirror is never what you look like. Yeah, I'm telling you.
That's true, because sometimes I'll be looking in the mirror and I'm like, damn, bitch, you look so good.
Right. And then I'll film like a video. Shit, right?
Yeah. Or film a video or take a picture. And I'm like, what the fuck?
But that's again, because we don't see each other like that a lot.
Okay.
You know, like, for example, laughing. If you see yourself on video laughing real hard, right?
Yeah.
It'll look weird because you never see yourself in the mirror laughing like that. You know?
Or like even if you're just on the on the couch and you had a really good laugh with your friend, you don't know what you look like because unless you're holding like a mirror in your hand. It's like you're not just gonna pull it out and like watch yourself laugh.
Right.
That would be so weird. Would you ever hang out with someone that did that? I'd be like, you need to leave.
You don't know what people do in front of mirrors. I'm even afraid to think about it.
Yeah.
I'm sure people do anything possible in front of a mirror. You know. People like to see themselves. I mean, look at all the selfie revolution. I mean, only a few years ago, it was the most conceited thing to do is take a picture of yourself and post it, you know? And but now it's so natural and everything, but think how narcissistic it is, you know?
Yeah,
especially those chicks. I don't know if you do this. Do you like post sexy pictures and then write underneath something spiritual or like an advice or something?
No. You know, I mean, like, I'll do song lyrics for sure, but yeah. I won't be like, and then on I won't put like Corinthians like whatever.
Yeah, like let me give you an example. You have a lot of chicks that are like in bikini or even half naked, and then they tell you, follow your true goals. life is blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, what the fuck? The picture has nothing to do with what you're writing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Why didn't you comment about your body and your swimsuit and everything? I mean, you're already putting up your picture. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. So, but it's like, what comment could you
possibly... So it's like so ridiculous for a chick like this to, you know, to always post something inspiring or educational or whatever when all they're trying to do is show off their bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that pisses me off. I don't know why, but it does. I guess everything is pissing me off today.
Yeah.
Listen, I
don't
slept.
Don't worry, I'm in the same boat.
I slept 8 hours. How can I possibly be tired? But I
slept 12.
12 hours.
I went to bed at 8 o'clock last night. Isn't that crazy? Wow. I don't know why I was so tired.
That will make you more tired in the morning.
No, I feel great right now.
Really?
I feel energetic. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
I was like in a little bit of a bad mood, but I checked myself. So I'm good for the rest of the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before we go, I wanted to bring this up because this is like, I love this. A shark drags a woman into the water while she was feeding him by her finger.
So her finger's gone, obviously.
Well, I don't know if it's gone, but he pulled her by the finger. I don't know if he actually bit it off. But they show you a video of it because I guess somebody was taking a picture of her. And the question is, who is so fucking stupid to hand feed the shark?
Yeah.
I mean, would you?
I literally don't feel bad for people.
I wouldn't even feed him with a 20-foot pole. No. What the fuck?
I went to Hawaii and the people I was with went shark diving.
Uh-huh.
Where they put you in the crate. And I said, I'm going to be up here on the boat. Y'all enjoy that.
I'll watch you.
Zero interest. I'm good. Have you guys not seen Jaws? Goodbye.
Oh, God. You know, there's the Sony PlayStation VR, you know, which is virtual reality. It's you put on the goggles, and you start to see you're surrounded by all the visuals.
Yeah, you
stuff,
like stand
right?
up while you're playing video games, right?
Yeah, or you can sit down, but still. So they have one that's not like an action or anything. It's to introduce you to it. So you're sort of sitting in a cage like you described,
right?
And they're lowering you to the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all animation, but it seems real. The sound comes from everywhere,
right?
As you turn your head, you see the back of it and stuff like that. And then, so you see all these beautiful vegetation under the water and everything. And the people are like talking to you from the boat, right? Like into your headset or something. And suddenly there's a shark. Suddenly you feel the whole thing bumping, the cage. And you start, and the shark rubs by you. And then the next thing he does is bang into the fucking thing. And you're realizing that you're like, this is so real.
Yeah, that's crazy that they can make a game that makes you feel like you're actually doing something.
Yeah,
that is scary.
And all you do is you're sitting there,
but
you're feeling like you're in it.
Mm-hmm, that's wild. I mean, it's really cool if you think about it, but it's also kind of scary.
Yeah.
That was also one of the things on...
Why is it scary, though?
Because
it feels real?
Yeah, because what was that show that we both watch? Grey, Dark Matter or some shit?
Oh, Black Mirror.
Black Mirror. Okay, there was the first episode when the guy was obsessed with like the Star Wars type thing. And then
I never seen that one.
It was literally he would steal people's like brain function and put them and trap them in a game.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, hell no. But at some point, that's probably going to be possible.
Yeah. But let me tell you, I mean, talking about the virtual reality, I actually watched a porn video. And essentially what it is, they put the cameras on the guy's head. They must be.
On the head of his penis?
No, on his head.
Oh.
So then when the chick comes to you, it's like she's right there, right in front of your face.
But isn't she already? Oh, it's like,
it's a movie. It's a video.
Oh, so like no one's actually there.
No. It's virtual. It's not real. So you're watching the video, but the way they filmed the video with the goggles in mind, it looks like in 3D. It looks like she's right there giving you head and fucking you and all that stuff.
Wow, can you imagine?
And it looks amazing. I mean, I imagine people already masturbating with that. I felt it would be sort of weird
with
these fucking goggles and stuff.
Right.
But, I mean, eventually, I'm sure people... It's so fucking real. It seems so real.
You know? I mean, I'm sure there's definitely some people that would definitely pay to use that.
Yeah.
Especially guys. Like get no pussy at all.
Yeah.
But they're probably like the first ones in line.
That's true.
Yep. Sign me up.
Yeah. But you know, you have the curiosity there. You want to see what it can do, you know?
Well, needless to say, he didn't end up coming.
No, well, I told him not to.
Oh, I thought you didn't. I thought, okay, gotcha.
No, I told him not to.
Well,
yeah.
We survived.
Was that you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, folks. Well, we're out of time. We always make it somehow through.
Is there a mall around here?
Yes, right across the street.
Like an actual mall.
Yeah, a big one too.
Oh, because I want to get a smoothie at Earth Bar, and I think it's in the mall.
Okay, then it's here.
I just don't feel like going into a mall.
Yeah, but you know what? It's 2 steps from the food court. You don't really have to go far into the food court.
Really?
Yeah, I'll just tell you where to park. Okay. Anyway, Danny, thank you as always.
Thank you.
You see, showing once again, we do not need guests here. But whatever, if something bad happened, we want to let our guests know we missed you, and we'll probably reschedule. So, at any rate, I guess it all depends on the reason, right?
Right. That's all it comes
if
down
you
to.
Can, yeah, if you can sway me to get off my my high horse right now.
Yeah, get off it.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.